We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation of Inter Miami Soccer on ESPN 106.3. The pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome back, folks. Pink Smoke episode number 22. We're getting you set for a match night tonight. We got Inter Miami at New England. So Inter Miami coming off of their big win against Montreal in Montreal, going to be taking on New England. We will get you starting lineups as we progress here. I'm actually going to be live until about 7:30. 7:30, we will be throwing things over to Ken LaVica to get on the play-by-play. We will be going pitch side. But I got you for the next hour and a half talking Inter Miami and talking Heron soccer. And what a win it was for Inter Miami in their last fixture. It was their first game coming off of the FIFA Club World Cup, a successful campaign at the FIFA Club World Cup. $21 million. $21 million netted in prize money for Inter Miami. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because Inter Miami is on the radar of an Argentinian national player. You heard that right. An Argentinian national team player, just like Lionel Messi, just like everyone else that, you know, is looking to maybe play with Messi, maybe get a chance to play with one of the greatest players of all time. Well, this time it's Rodrigo De Paul. Now, De Paul right now has a contract with Atletico Madrid. And Roa Blanco, you know, they really don't want to give him up. He is quality. He's 31 years old. I understand maybe in soccer terms he's getting up there in age, but he's got a lot left in the tank. I mean, this is a player, folks, in which the perfect way I could describe it, he plays like his hair's on fire. He's fearless. He's gonna make tackles. So, you know, might make a couple of risky tackles. But more often than not, those tackles are paying off. And he was brilliant during the World Cup almost 4 years ago now. Now, granted, he was 27 years old then. But if Inter Miami is able to secure a player like that, I love their chances at the MLS Cup. Absolutely love their chances in the MLS Cup. Now, listen, do we have a long way to go until then? Do we have a lot of fixtures coming up that Inter Miami needs to catch up on? Let's remember, Inter Miami's played 17 games comparatively to the 21 that a lot of teams have played throughout the MLS. But love the chances. Love the squad. Love the chances. I think Javier Mascherano has found something with this team, especially in this competition. I think Inter Miami at the FIFA Club World Cup proved one. There's one thing you want to take away from that FIFA Club World Cup. Inter Miami is the best team in the MLS. Yeah, you heard me. Inter Miami is the best team in the MLS. I don't even think that's close. Are they inconsistent at times? Do they struggle to maybe have the younger legs comparatively to some of the Western Conference teams that they played against, a la Vancouver, San Jose? Sure. But I think when push comes to shove, this team is the best team in North America, and they're the best team in the MLS, and I think they are well on their way to winning an MLS Cup. And then that's the goal this year. You had 73 points on the table last year. You won the Supporter Shield. And listen, the Supporter Shield, if that's something that they truly want to go for, if that's something that they truly think is important on the totem pole, it's still right in front of them. Mention all the games Inter Miami has to catch up on. If they win all of their games that they have left, they have enough points to be able to be first on the table and ahead of Philadelphia. So, and we'll go around the MLS in a second. We presented by our good friends at Audi. We'll do that later on in the show, and we'll check in with other teams in the MLS. But two things on Pink Smoke that I want you guys to be aware of that's going on with Inter Miami. Number one, Rodrigo De Paul is in play. The Atletico Madrid central midfielder defender, I think, has a lot left in the tank. He would arguably be one of the best box-to-box DM. He could do it all. He could go box-to-box. He could play DM. He could, you know, and listen, love Busquets. Love Sergio Busquets. But he probably does better what Sergio does right now. He would be a great fit on this team, and he would be an enforcer for Messi. Granted, Luis Suarez is already that, but he'd be a great enforcer for Messi and someone Messi knows well from the international team. And then number two, they're the best team in the MLS. I don't care what anyone says. They're the best team in the MLS. They're the best team in North America. Fair play to Vancouver for bouncing them out of the club CONCACAF Gold Cup. I say club because, you know, the United States just lost to Mexico in the CONCACAF Gold Cup on the national side. But, you know, on the club side, the CONCACAF Championship, you know, Miami lost. And that was a big trophy for them. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. But those are the two big things. If you're listening to Pink Smoke, I want you to retain. Rodrigo De Paul is a serious player, and Inter Miami is a serious player in getting him to South Florida. And Inter Miami is the best team in the MLS. And hopefully we see that tonight coming up against New England. It is time now, though, to get into a little Messi mania where we kind of go through the latest fixtures that Inter Miami had, the results. Messi arguably had the goal of the season in the MLS, carving through four defenders and beating the keeper near post. Let's talk a little Herons football and Messi mania.
It's time for a little Messi mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC.
All right, let's get right into it, folks. An absolute banger of a game for Inter Miami. Now, things didn't start too hot. We were 2 minutes in, and Inter Miami managed to surrender a goal, and it was Lionel Messi. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Lionel Messi turned the ball over, and it turned into a Prince Owusu goal. But you're going to find out he made up for it tenfold as we listen to the highlights. But let's listen to that first goal that Inter Miami surrendered. They were down 1-0 before they could blink in the second minute.
Goal for Montreal. It was a horrific play in the back and able to collect in the middle of the box and finish with a left foot is Prince Owusu. His eighth goal of the season and disaster at the onset for Inter Miami. 1-0 Montreal. Oh, that was a mess as Inter Miami was trying to play out of the back and it was placed on a platter for Owusu.
And yeah, Owusu made him pay. Owusu on the year has 10 goal contributions for Montreal. He's got 8 goals and 2 assists, and you heard his 8 goal right there in the second minute. That was really the only thing Montreal could celebrate all night, because in the 33rd minute, about 12 minutes before halftime, Tadio Allende got on the score sheet, and he tied it up at 1-1.
Now outside the right side of the box, Allende. Left foot blast! Tadio Allende! What a finish! What power from Allende! Said, I'm going to do it myself! And Sirois didn't stand a chance! an absolute lead foot today, Allende. It's 1-1. Inter Miami draws level in the 33rd minute. That is the fifth goal in six MLS matches for today, Allende.
Allende absolutely on fire. That is the great Ken LaVica, the voice of the Inter Miami Herons, on the call. Allende, five goals in his last six MLS fixtures. And let's remember, Allende got on the score sheet in that FIFA Club World Cup. It was a brilliant chest pass by Luis Suarez. Allende got behind the defense, and he was able to give it a contribution at the FIFA Club World Cup. It's good. It's tough right now with who I think so far the transfer of the year is. There are a lot of guys who could fall under that category. It's hard not to go with Tadeo Allende. It really is. I mean, he has been offense on Inter Miami with someone not named Lionel Messi. He's probably been the most successful player on offense for Inter Miami this year. And yes, that is including the great Luis Suarez as well. All right, I mentioned Messi. What are we listening to? What's this segment called? It's called Messi Mania. Let's hear a little Messi Mania.
Great header, Suarez, on to Messi. Couldn't handle for a moment. Now he has it. Right side of the box. Lionel Messi. Messi to the inside. Messi! Left foot finish right of the penalty area. Lionel Messi able to dribble through three defenders. Found just a little bit of room. That's all he needed. And a world-class finish, a sure finish. He's not missing that. Lionel Messi puts Inter Miami on top 2-1. It's his third goal against Montreal this season. Weaving and winding. And now Inter Miami winning on the scoreline.
That was in the 40th minute. So those two goals separated by 7 minutes. And Inter Miami went into the halftime up 2-1 over Montreal. Ken mentioned that it was Messi's third goal against Montreal. The Herons played Montreal about a month ago before the FIFA Club World Cup began. And they were able to win in Fort Lauderdale. And now they are going into halftime. Or rather, you know, in our story right now, as I go through the highlights, it's 2-1, well on their way to being 2-0 against the team on the year. Let's fast forward to that second half. Couple of substitutions. George Campbell came in for Samuel Petiti on the Montreal side. Also, Fernando Alvarez picked up a yellow card in that first half. Busquets picked up a yellow card in the second half in the 54th minute. And then Telasco Segovia, who, you know, a new transfer, probably is knocking on the door in the transfer of the year conversations. Not quite up there with the output Tadeo Allende has had, but certainly Segovia has been very, very good for Inter Miami. Let's take a listen.
Just outside the upper left of the box, Segovia, right foot chip! Oh, he scored! He put it off the crossbar and inside the far post, Telasco Segovia. What touch, what guile, what an effort. 3-1 Inter Miami. Telasco Segovia, a thing of beauty. Absolute artwork, a masterpiece from Segovia. At the hour mark, Inter Miami 3, Montreal 1.
So Segovia with a great goal, fooling the keeper, going full airborne with the ball. A little cheeky chip by Telasco Segovia makes things 3-1. And then our final highlight here on our great Messi Mania segment presented by our great friends at PNC. Here is Messi again. A brace. This is the last goal of the game and Messi's fourth goal against Montreal on the year. His second in the game, making it a brace.
Messi to the penalty D. Messi in the area, still going. Lionel Messi through four defenders and he scores left foot. He charged forward from the midfield. And he said, I'm going to do it myself. Nobody's going to stop me. He's an impenetrable force. Lionel Messi. A brace. 4-1 Inter Miami. And everybody out of their seats in Montreal. They are worshiping the man. All across Stade Saputo.
Folks, this was in the 61st minute, actually right at the change from 61 to 62. Messi carved his way, and Ken did such a great job on the call because he carved his way through about three or four defenders, went near post, beat the keeper near post. I mean, this was prime Messi at Barcelona-esque. And it's crazy to me how good Lionel Messi truly is. He could play in any league right now. It's funny I say prime Messi, right? Well, he might still be in his prime. You know, we've all heard the rumblings as Inter Miami fans. Is he going to go back to Europe? Is he going to go back to where, you know, La Liga? I never see him going to the Premier League. I think the league's a little too physical. Not saying Messi can't play there. He can. I just don't think he ever will. Regardless, we've heard the riffraff about Messi possibly leaving Inter Miami. If he went anywhere in the world, he would probably become the best player on that team. Now, Barcelona, if he goes back home to Barcelona, maybe, you know, Lamine Yamal and company. But you get what I'm saying. An instant action player if he would be on a new team. But I don't think he's going anywhere. I think him and Inter Miami, obviously nothing of substance has come yet, but let's just say ownership in Inter Miami have a real good feeling about possibly re-signing Lionel Messi. And that's just everything I read from Jorge Mas himself, is that they feel very confident that they're going to be able to re-sign the great one, Lionel Messi, for next season. And let's put things in perspective. Like, why would Messi, we got the World Cup here next year. Why would Messi leave the States when the World Cup is in the States? You know what I mean? It wouldn't make sense, in my honest opinion, for Messi to leave at this point. I think his family loves living in the United States as well. This isn't, you know, the shaggy hair Lionel Messi that we watched growing up in his 20s. Messi's a father of three. He's a husband. You know what I mean? So, like, I think there's more things that go into it. But the argument is he wants to, or rather what I'm reading, that's nothing of substance, by the way. What I'm reading of why he might possibly leave is because you want to go play in top-tier competition. Listen, does the MLS have work to do? Sure. But, it's a good league. I think it's a good league. It's fair to say that. The MLS is a good league. And I think Inter Miami by far is the best team in the league when they're at their best. I think they proved that at the FIFA Club World Cup. And I think they proved that in their last fixture against Montreal. And I think you're going to see it again coming up tonight against New England. Let's hear that one more time.
Messi to the penalty D. Messi in the area, still going. Lionel Messi through four defenders, and he scores left foot. He charged forward from the midfield, and he said, I'm going to do it myself. Nobody's going to stop me. He's an impenetrable force, Lionel Messi. A brace, 4-1, Inter Miami, and everybody out of their seats in Montreal. They are worshiping the man all across Stade Saputo.
And that's the kind, Ken mentions they're worshiping. I mean, Messi. Away stadiums turn into home stadiums right now for this side. And that's exactly what Lionel Messi does for the club. Away stadiums turn into home stadiums. Now, I do have the latest. And by the way, that was Messi Mania with their good friends at PNC. Appreciate our good friends at PNC. Now, this is from Fabrizio Romano. If you're just joining us, folks, Rodrigo De Paul, the Argentinian central midfielder, more known for his defensive prowess, goes box to box, can finish if needed, but nonetheless, more of an enforcer, in my opinion, and the way he plays the game of football, the beautiful game of football. But he's a starter on the Argentinian national team. We all know how loaded that team is. And he is a starter for Atletico Madrid in La Liga. And here, the rumor is that he wants to come to Inter Miami, and that Inter Miami has made a formal bid. And more on that, this comes from Fabrizio Romano. For those of you who don't know who Fab is the guy when it comes to transfer news, soccer news, football news. He's the guy. So here's what Romano has to say. Understand Inter Miami have made progress in talks with Atletico Madrid for the Rodrigo De Paul deal. Negotiations underway with deal now are advancing well, as revealed on Monday. Rodrigo said yes to Inter Miami, and the two clubs are also getting close to an agreement. That makes me so excited. Oh, man. It is truly a great time to be an Inter Miami fan. When you have top-tier players like Rodrigo De Paul, who is at the top flight of La Liga in Spain, to want to come to Miami and play football here in the United States. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with Messi. But still, that's how you know it's a special time in South Florida. You should already learn that at the FIFA Club World Cup. And by the way, Oh, we lost to PSG 4-0. Listen, 4-0 stinks. I've said that. Those are my words. Losing 4-0 stinks. No ifs, ands, or buts. Do you see what PSG did to Real Madrid today? You see what they did to Jude Bellingham, Kylian Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo, Rudiger, Valverde, Arda Güler? Do I need to continue? They blew him out. Won the game. It was 2-0 before he could blink. 2-0 against Real Madrid before I could even blink. PSG won the game 4-0. PSG now. Let's quickly on PSG. They beat Real Madrid 4-0. They beat Bayern in the the quarterfinal 2-0. They beat our Inter Miami Herons 4-0. They beat Atletico Madrid, the team that Rodrigo De Paul played for, 5-0. PSG's that good. They're just that good. That's what I've learned. So if you're an Inter Miami fan going, my God, why was that game so bad? It's because they're the best team in Europe. Arguably an all-time great team. Arguably an all-time great team in PSG with that 4-0 win against Real Madrid and the everything we just went through. So let's not hang our heads too hard as Heron fans about losing to PSG. The good news is that a star player like Rodrigo De Paul, a star player who's still, in my opinion, at 31 years old in the prime of his career, wants to come to Miami and play football with Lionel Messi, led by David Beckham and Javier Mascherano. Beckham, my GOAT, by the way, for Man United. My loyal listeners of Pink Smoke know I am a big supporter of Manchester United. David Beckham, one of my favorites of all time. And it's not surprising to hear that Beckham worked his magic again to get some players here down in South Florida. Truly a great time to be a Heron fan. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. More on that DePaul story. So this comes from James Cormack. Covers Inter Miami. He said that the midfielder wants to find a new home in the MLS and that he has been reluctant to re-sign with Atletico Madrid. So apparently Atletico Madrid has reached out to Rodrigo DePaul about a possible contract extension. And in more so words, he told him to, you know, kick rocks, pound salt, whatever analogy you want to, you know, shake your, you know, that you want to say. He told him no, and that he wants to join Inter Miami. It's unbelievable. Honestly, I can't believe it. Fabrizio Romano, by the way, adds that the progress has been made in talks with the two clubs, and it looks like a serious possibility that DePaul, a year out from the North American World Cup, will be playing his football in the United States. Miami, by the way, Inter Miami, more from Fabrizio Romano. Miami would have to free up one of their designated player slots if they were to sign DePaul, which Messi, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba currently occupy. But Alba has committed his future with the club until 2027. But Busquets and Messi are out of a contract late this year. Well, there have been talks. I mentioned there have been talks. And Jorge Mas, the owner of Inter Miami, feels very confident he's going to be able to, the club is going to be able to figure out something with Lionel Messi. But while there's been potential talks about players jumping ship, they feel very confident that they're going to be able to sign their players long term. And listen, if DePaul signs here, Messi will sign here. Like, if DePaul comes and signs a multi-year contract beyond this year, you best believe that they are they're going to be here next year and into the FIFA World Cup. The Atletico Madrid defender, and lastly from Fab, the Atletico Madrid defender has been labeled as Messi's unofficial on-the-pitch bodyguard, with DePaul always willing to protect the all-time great and back him up when they take the field together for Argentina. So, you know, cool stuff. Real cool stuff. And yet another great player coming to South Florida. Folks, let's take our first time out of the program. This is Pink Smoke, episode number 22 of Pink Smoke. We're reacting to the big news of Rodrigo DePaul telling Atletico Madrid he wants to come to South Florida and enter Miami. One of the best central midfielders and defensive midfielders in the world. The 31-year-old Argentine national player, and as I've mentioned, a current Atletico Madrid player, wants to come play with Lionel Messi and enter Miami. And Miami, big win on their last time out, 4-1 against Montreal.
Great header, Suarez on to Messi. Couldn't handle for a moment. Now he has it. Right side of the box. Lionel Messi. Messi to the inside. Messi! Left foot finish right of the penalty area. Lionel Messi able to dribble through three defenders. Found just a little bit of room. That's all he needed. And a world-class finish, a sure finish. He's not missing that. Lionel Messi puts Inter Miami on top, 2-1. It's his third goal against Montreal this season.
So that was Messi's first goal of the game. Had a brace in the game. And Inter Miami, big winners, 4-1. Miami on the road against New England. Ken Lavica going to have the call at 7:30. Our pregame will start at 7 with myself. I will be handling pregame, halftime, and postgame with Ken on, as I mentioned, play-by-play, and our OG, our GOAT, Oscar Gonzalez, as our on-site producer. We're just getting the party started. An Inter Miami party, a Heron party, right here on ESPN 106.3. Lytle, right.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We're following the story of Rodrigo De Paul possibly coming to South Florida and being an Inter Miami Heron. One of the best central midfielders, at least in my eyes, my words. One of the best DMs, central defensive midfielders in La Liga this past year. Possibly coming to Inter Miami and playing his football down here, hopefully for the next couple of years. But welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke. I'm your host, Mike Rizzo, episode number 22 of the program. We are live at the City Play Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. We're streaming live, YouTube, Twitter/X, all of it. Give us a follow at ESPN West Palm. You can find us on X, Instagram, that is at ESPN West Palm. We have the game coming up tonight as well. Inter Miami at New England. So Inter Miami on the East Coast. Inter Miami on the East Coast facing off against the New England Revolution. We will have starting lineups. We will have plenty more coming up as we progress through the program. 7 o'clock, we will do our pregame show. 7:30, we're going to go pitch side to my good buddy Ken Lavica, who needs to respond to my text message, by the way. Ken, I know you're listening in the car. Yeah, I had a good laugh with Ken today. But regardless, I need to do the injury report here, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnworth. Folks, if you know anybody that has been injured here in South Florida for 35 years, Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnworth have been protecting injured people and their families. Let's take a look.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
That is foryourrights.com. Foryourrights.com, our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. They'll make sure you're okay. They'll make sure you got what you need when you get injured. That is Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Let's take a look at that injury report. The usual suspects right now on the injury report for Inter Miami. Dobby Ruiz, hamstring. Let's go with the hashtag Hammy Boys, aka the guys with hamstrings. Hamstring, by the way, most common injury in football. But David Ruiz, Gonzalo Luan, Noah Allen, Yannick Bright. Dobby Ruiz, Gonzalo Lujan, Noah Allen, Yannick Bright. Those are the guys dealing with hamstring issues. Ruiz, expected late July. Luan, late July. Noah Allen, early August. Yannick Bright, late July. Yannick Bright, who I think for all intents and purposes in that midfield, he's been the MVP in the midfield. He missed the entire FIFA Club World Cup. But when we saw him in the MLS, single-handedly won games. Even think Ken would agree on that. Our play-by-play announcer, Ken Lavica. I even think he'd agree on that. Single-handedly won games with his the Charlotte game. Let's rewind to the Charlotte game. You're down to 10 men. You're down to 10 men in that Charlotte game. And Yannick Bright arguably made the game-saving tackle against Ajiman. So, folks, For those of you who watched the CONCACAF Gold Cup on the countryside between the United States and Mexico, and even games the United States were involved in, Agyeman, the striker that you saw start for the United States, he played for Charlotte before signing a contract in England. But Yannick Bright made a huge tackle on Agyeman in the box, and it turned out to be 3 points for Inter Miami that game. But certainly, Bright being out still, I think, definitely hurts the team. Noah Allen is new. We did not see Noah Allen on the Lytle Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath injury report last week. And early August, I mean, he's going to be out for a full month. I mean, it's, you know, trust me, folks, I'm trying to fast forward to the MLS playoffs myself, but we still have a whole month of July. Obviously, September, October, but you get what I'm saying. Let us enjoy summer. But yeah, those are the guys on the injury report with the hamstring issues. Drake Callender still on the injury report. If we remember, Drake Callender last year, the go-to goalkeeper for Inter Miami, he is on the injury report with a sports hernia. I got to be honest, folks. My best guess is I don't, even when he is healthy, I don't know how much longer he's going to be on the club. We know for a fact that Oscar Ustari is the keeper for Javier Mascherano. He's the keeper. And I think he proved, you know, for a little bit, we thought, all right, you know, maybe it's time to maybe give someone else a look when he had that rough go of games within the MLS. But at that FIFA Club World Cup, I think he was the MVP. I know Lionel Messi had a crazy penalty goal. Tadeo Allende played unbelievable as well. I could even argue Suarez, too, with his assists. He had a goal, too. But Ustari stonewalling that penalty against Al Ahly. He was on his head for most of the other games as well. It's hard, man. It's hard not to say he wasn't the he wasn't the MVP. But Drake Callender, former starting goalkeeper, now backup. He has a hernia. Ian Frey has a groin. He is expected late July. So Yannick Bright, hamstring. Noah Allen, hamstring. Ian Frey, groin. Gonzalo Luan, hamstring. Drake Callender, hernia. Davi Ruiz, hamstring. And that is your injury report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, who have been serving injured people and their families here for 35 years in South Florida. For 35 years, visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. So for New England, by the way, Alex Bono and Alay Fengol. Alay Fengol is expected back in early August. Alex Bono expected late July. Bono dealing with a neck injury. And Fengol dealing with an ankle. I gotta say, man, New England pretty healthy. Inter Miami, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players on their injury report comparatively to New England, and they're 2. I still think this is a game Inter Miami is going to be able to win quite handedly. Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a bit. I guess it's not even Kool-Aid. Proof's in the pudding. I mentioned in the first segment the two things I want you guys to remember from Pink Smoke. Number one, I think Rodrigo De Paul, one of the best central midfielders and defensive mids, is going to come play in South Florida. Number two, Inter Miami's the best team in North America. I don't care that they got bounced from the Gold Cup in the club side. I don't care that they lost 4-0 to PSG. Real Madrid, with Kylian Mbappe and Vinicius Jr., just lost 4-0. Okay. Inter Miami's the best team in the MLS when they're at their best. And I think we're going to start seeing them at their best more consistently in league play. Especially if you get a guy like Rodrigo De Paul. Give Sergio Busquets a breather in some of these games. I mean, hang on. Fair play to Busquets. Fair play. Guy didn't miss a minute. Guy played every minute at the FIFA Club World Cup. I said he had no legs anymore. Listen, Sergio, if you're listening, you're great. One of the best number fives of all time. My God. Guy played every minute. I was saying how he didn't have the legs anymore. Looks like me on, you know, I must have watched myself on the treadmill too many times. Sergio still got that bag, man. Underrated. Underrated stuff for Inter Miami right now. And I don't know. Hard to believe that could be used in a sentence, underrated Inter Miami with Lionel Messi on the roster. But I think they proved a lot of people at that FIFA Club World Cup. And something else, I'm happy that they were able to stay healthy during that tournament. Now, Noah Allen stinks. I believe... Let's go back and check. I think Noah Allen played last game against Montreal at Stade Saputo. What a name, by the way. He did not. Was he on the bench? So your back line last game, Alba, Falcone, Toto Aviles, and Chelo Weigand. On the bench, Rios, Novo, Morales. No, he did not. And he was on the injury report. So, yeah, he did get injured at the FIFA Club World Cup. It's been against PSG. Don't remember that. I think Noah Allen, Allen and Frey, obviously, and Allen, Frey, and Bright, those are three big losses. Even Gonzalo Luan. Like, Luan, Frey, Allen, Bright, probably starters, right? I know Mascherano likes Weigand, and a lot of the times I was banging the drum for Ian Frey to sneak into the starting lineup more often than not. Chelo also had a good World Cup, or FIFA World Cup, FIFA Club World Cup. But Luan, Frey, Allen, Bright, all four starters out. I don't remember when Allen got hurt. I believe it was two games ago. But regardless, Inter Miami, big fixture night against New England. We'll get you starting lineups. During the pregame show, we're about 45 minutes away from sending it to our good pal Ken LaVica on the play-by-play side, our OG, Oscar Gonzalez, on site as well. When we return from a timeout, we will go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Mentioned there's a lot to catch up on. Inter Miami, speaking of catching up, they're gonna have to, you know, there's a reason we're live on Wednesday. There's a reason Wednesday night Inter Miami has a game. It's because they got to catch up on games. They're four games behind everybody else in the MLS. We'll talk about that, and we'll see where everybody is falling on the table. This is Pink Smoke episode number 22. Keep it locked in right here on ESPN 106.3.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Front.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Our final segment of Pink Smoke, 888-760-3776. You want to call in, give a take on our Inter Miami Herons taking on the New England Revolution coming up tonight. Inter Miami winners 4-1 the last time they stepped out onto the pitch. And Lionel Messi, I almost said went legend. He did that a long time ago. But Lionel Messi arguably had the goal of the year. Let's take a listen to our good buddy Ken LaVica.
Messi to the penalty D. Messi in the area, still going. Lionel Messi through four defenders, and he scores left foot. He charged forward from the midfield, and he said, I'm going to do it myself. Nobody's going to stop me. He's an impenetrable force, Lionel Messi. A brace, 4-1, Inter Miami, and everybody out of their seats in Montreal. They are worshiping the man all across Stade Saputo.
We all saw the goal on social media. We all saw it. Weaving through defenders, carving through them like a knife and butter, and then finishing near post with a left foot. Yeah, keeper never stood a chance. Let's go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Folks, do you want more from your drive? Well, this is it. The all-new Audi Q5 with a powerful sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. An all-new interior with a digital stage with you in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5, the best made better. Test drive the all-new 2025 Audi Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. AudiOffers.com to learn more. That is the Audi Q5, baby. The Audi Q5. Test drive it today. And I apologize, folks. AudiUSA.com. You know, got confident there. AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. Test drive the 2025 Q5. All right. Around the MLS, let's take a look at the table on the Eastern Conference side. Obviously, that's where our Inter Miami Herons reside. Everybody with 20 or 21 games other than the two teams playing tonight. So scattered on the Eastern Conference, you'll see every single team has played 21 or 20 games other than the two teams doing battle tonight. This will be New England's 20th game of the season. This will be the Herons' 18th game of the season. Right now, Inter-Miami with 17 games played. They're sitting at 32 points. The leader right now is FC Cincinnati with 42. Folks, Cincinnati on fire. They've won four games in a row in the MLS. They beat the Chicago Fire 2-1. They beat Orlando City 2-1. They defeated Montreal 3-1. And then they beat the New England Revolution, who Inter-Miami's playing tonight, 1-0. So this is a team who has been on a heck of a run in FC Cincinnati. No wonder. How about that? No wonder they're number one on the table in the Eastern Conference. Now, let's put things in perspective. Inter-Miami has 32 points. It means they're four games behind. Everyone's played 21 or 20 games. 21 is where you should be at the league at this point, okay? We're darn near the halfway point, all right? If Inter-Miami wins their next four games as they catch up, four times three, folks. I'm a simple kid that went to public school for high school. It's 12, all right? 12 and 32 is 44. 44 is more than 42. So Inter-Miami has games in hand. And I don't think the supporter shield is something that, Inter-Miami truly is going, oh, we got to win this issue. And listen, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe I'm flat out wrong on that. As we say on Russo and Rizzo, maybe I'm dead wrong there. I think it's more about the MLS Cup than it's about the supporter shield. But even if, you want to jockey for playoff position, you want to make sure you're in a good spot. Inter-Miami had the first round bye last year, didn't do them, they ended up losing, but you get the point. You want to make sure you're hot going in and that you got a good spot on that seating. And if Inter-Miami takes care of business in the four games that they have to catch up, they're going to be number one on the table anyway. So that's good news for Inter-Miami. And I do think they're going to be able to get through a side. Get through the side that is the New England Revolution coming up here in just a few minutes. We are about 40 minutes out from sending it pitch side to Ken Lavica and our OG Oscar Gonzalez. The Eastern Conference, FC Cincinnati, Nashville, Philadelphia, Columbus, Orlando, Miami. Those are your top six. Let's move on to the Western Conference. Been a lot of surprise teams in the Western Conference this year. A team, first off, that I didn't have on my bingo card was Vancouver. I don't think anyone had Vancouver on their bingo card in the Western Conference being a contender. They have kind of fallen into a bit of a slump, but 38 points in 20 games played, so very good. They have a plus 13 goal differential. That is the, make sure I get this right, it is the third best in the league. The best in the league is San Diego with 15, followed by Nashville and Philadelphia, both tied with 14. And then you have Vancouver at 13. Vancouver also has had one of their best players in Berhalter, who really did a number on Inter-Miami. It didn't play very well for the United States. I don't think he makes a roster. Neither here nor there. I'm still very bitter, as you could tell, about my national team. But Berhalter on his way back to Vancouver, that's certainly going to help within a league like the MLS. Berhalter certainly a big, big player in the league. And I think he'll help Vancouver as they get back into the swing of things. But the Western Conference side right now is led by San Diego FC. Like I said, man, surprise teams. The top three, San Diego, Vancouver, and Minnesota, certainly surprise teams. Now, Portland and Seattle, they've been household names in the Western Conference for years. But then San Jose. So your top six, San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota, Portland, Seattle, and San Jose. Riz, where's LAFC? Riz, where's the LA Galaxy? Riz, where's the St. Louis City? Where are the teams that have kind of dominated the Western Conference throughout the last couple of years? Well, LAFC is still within striking distance, and they are in the playoffs as of right now in the MLS Cup playoffs that happened at the end of the season in the fall. But LAFC only has 26 points. Now, they've only played 17 games as well, similar to Inter-Miami. I mentioned on the Eastern Conference side, everyone's played 20 or more other than the two teams playing tonight in New England and Inter. But it's LAFC, who is part of the FIFA Club World Cup, they were an absolute disgrace. And listen, I really do try to defend the MLS, but the MLS was a disgrace other than Inter Miami. And that's why, you know, if you've been listening to the program throughout the show in its entirety, the two things today that I want you guys to know. Rodrigo De Paul, I think, is on his way to Inter Miami, and Inter Miami is the best team in the MLS in North America. It's not even close. Central America, wherever, you know, best team in the CONCACAF on the club side is Inter Miami. I don't care that they lost to Vancouver. All right. They were the only team that were capable of winning a game at that FIFA Club World Cup, and LAFC lost to a team from Tunisia. Okay. I never want to hear that again. All right. Never want to hear that again in a big competition. LAFC, 17 games played. They have 4 games to play. They still have a real solid year within the MLS and that Western Conference. They're in the playoffs right now, but they have certainly been a disappointment. The LA Galaxy has been the biggest disappointment, I think, in world football. I'm willing to go that far. You wrap Europe in there. Actually, Manchester United might have something to say. My miserable team that I love very dearly. United was miserable. They were 2 teams away from getting relegated in the Premier League. Outside of them, I think the LA Galaxy has been the most miserable and disappointing team. They are dead last. This is the team that won the MLS Cup last year. They won the biggin. They won the biggin, Riz. They have 12 points. They had 12 points on the year. So those have been the big stories in the Western Conference. The surprise team was San Diego, Vancouver, and Minnesota. Then the Galaxy being a disgrace and Los Angeles being very mediocre and a disgrace at the FIFA Club World Cup. All right, are you Riz? Are you done ranting about LA football? I am. We're going to be getting into the pregame here coming up in just a second. Once again, around the MLS is brought to you by our good friends at Audi. If you want more from your drive, got the thing just for you. The all-new Q5 Audi. With a powerful, sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. All-new interior with a digital stage with the driver in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5. The best. Made better. Test drive the all-new 2025 Audi Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer today. Or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is Audi. USA.com to learn more. Inter Miami and New England about to be doing battle. We'll get you starting lineups on the pregame show coming up at about 7 o'clock. In about 6 minutes, we're going to have starting lineups coming your way. This has been Pink Smoke right here on ESPN 106.3. Certainly have had a great time breaking down Rodrigo De Paul possibly coming to Inter Miami. You heard the reports from Fabrizio Romano. You heard, I mean, just how badly De Paul wants to come here. Atletico Madrid, as I mentioned, folks, when you think of the Spanish teams, it's Real, it's Barcelona, and it's Atletico. Those are the 3 teams. Those are 3 best teams within Spanish football. The fact that he's telling Atletico, no, I want to go play in South Florida. Should hang your head high, Inter Miami fans. And if they get to Paul, wrapped up. My boys and I have a saying, it's wrapped up, okay? MLS Cup is wrapped up if Rodrigo De Paul comes here. Now, we thought that last year when Inter Miami had 73 points on the table and no one was even, you know, remotely close to them as a great, great team within the MLS, and they ended up losing to Atlanta United. By the way, I want to mention disgraces this year. Atlanta United, 18 points on the table. They're currently not in the MLS playoffs. The team went out and spent some serious coin, at least in the MLS standards. They spent some serious coin in the transfer market, and they only have 18 points to show for it. But I don't think this is going to be a year where they're going to be losing to Atlanta in the playoffs, especially if Rodrigo De Paul comes here. Folks, I'll be back with the pregame show, 7 o'clock of starting lineups. We'll go through the highlights again from the 4-1 victory against Montreal, and we'll break down the fixture between New England and Inter Miami coming up next. Talk to you in a bit. See you in a sec.